ready to get down to business? Join seasoned entrepreneur, community leader, and Army veteran Scott Shalom Klein, who will take you behind the scenes with those who work in America's small business scene and speak with leaders making an impact, creating jobs, and telling their story in entrepreneurship.
So let's get down to business.
On AM 560, The Answer, here's your host, Shalom Klein.
And indeed, we're all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. And in business, we talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts, my website at syklein.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share. I'm thrilled to kick this off this week with an incredible CEO. His name is Solomon Timothy, and he's had a career spanning over 17 years. And he is truly the subject matter expert on all things marketing and sales. I don't want to dive too deep because I want to hear the story from Solomon's lips himself. Solomon Timothy, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Shalom, for having me. It's such an honor.
Absolutely. You have a lot of different facets to your background, and I want to dive into as many of them as possible. I know you're an angel investor, startup advisor. As mentioned, you are an expert on all things marketing and sales. You founded a couple of companies in that regard, and you are a best-selling author on USA Today and Wall Street Journal. So Solomon, let's start at the very beginning. Tell us how you caught that entrepreneurial bug.
Yeah, no, this was me right out of college. I went and literally started an LLC. That's my first thing. And the reason I did that was I knew I was one of those kids that would paint outside the lines, right? I was never happy with just a job description. I wanted to do more, Shalom.
It's incredible. That's awesome. And certainly done more, you have indeed. So I want to pick apart a couple of these things. Again, marketing and sales, often those are areas that... it's hard to stand out. There's a lot of folks out there that all claim to be to have the solution, that all claim to have the recipe, and you have co-founded and are the CEO of One IMS, a renowned B2B and inbound marketing and sales agency, as well as ClickX. Let's talk about those two platforms that you started.
Absolutely. Well, you know, our job wasn't to go build these big companies. Our job was to serve those business owners that are struggling to scale their business, right? We were building a solution that can then not have to hire these marketing folks on site because we would help them with their marketing and we'll make the phone ring. And all they have to do is get those, you know, clients to buy whatever their products and services is. And so ClickX is something that we learned over the years on what to do, how to scale that agency part. And I just teach and coach other agency owners. But our bread and butter is serving that small business, medium-sized business owner with their lead generation and customer acquisition.
Any particular industries that you focused on? And Solomon, if I can ask, what is that magic sauce? And I don't want to share all the secrets, but for the small business owners and entrepreneurs tuning in, what can they put into action now?
Absolutely. And you know, I'm glad you asked that. So the industry is more on the B2B side. So a lot of business to business. They have long sales cycle, very complex sales. We tend to help those companies out a lot. And it's not to say we don't have local or small businesses, it's just that our solution just works better. And the secret sauce is something we built. It's called the growth formula, Shalom. And for everybody that's listening today, you know, it's very simple on how to build measurable growth. We take something called acquisition. This is the recipe, literally. Acquisition plus retention equals growth. And what that really means is that you have to have a system that's constantly driving new leads into your system, and you need to be able to manage those leads and retain them until they're buying, and that's the retention side, right? So if you're like a Netflix kind of company, you got to have new subscribers every month, and next month you got to keep them, because if you lose them, you don't have a growing business.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're having this conversation in now early to mid 2024. You've been at this now for a little while, 15, 17 years. What's the big aha moment that you're having in 2024, if you have a crystal ball for us to watch?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things that we teach. This is literally my life work. And I tend to tell business owners this. Is that you should spend more of your money on capturing the demand that exists in the marketplace for whatever you sell rather than making demand, right? If you're a small business that sells a certain widget or your HVAC company or whatever it is, There are people searching for what you do on Google right now. They're punching in right now. If you don't show up in the top three spots, ads, SEO, anything, you're not capturing the demand for this product and service right now.
So true.
So that's observation number one. Yeah, I got one more.
Go for it.
I got one more. That is a lot of business. This is how we've been growing. A lot of businesses have a lot of different marketing investments. They're making investment with local events or chamber of commerce or event, whatever else, sponsoring things, the back of the, you know, maybe they're doing some magazine or whatever. 80% of what they're doing right now isn't actually producing measurable results, Shalom. So we find those 80% of where they're spending money, they're investing their hard-earned dollars, but it's actually not driving any leads or growth. We identify them, and we take that money as much as we can, and then we would invest into those other channels, which is where the demand is, put more money in those areas, and boom, voila, things starts to happen.
I'm chatting with Solomon Timothy, a marketing-obsessed entrepreneur with a proven track record of building successful organizations. He's been dedicated to helping small business owners scale and achieve growth through, and my big takeaway over here is data-driven models and data-driven results, which is fantastic. So Solomon, it's pretty awesome. And really what I need to dive into for the next few minutes, I'm fascinated by all of the articles that you've published. As mentioned, you've been quoted in USA Today, Wall Street Journal, Inc., Entrepreneur, so many other publications. Is people often think of data-driven models and some of the platforms and the tools that you and your teams at 1IMS, ClickX, 10X Grow, IMS, franchise marketing that you've all been doing as being more aligned with bigger businesses. So Solomon, you're telling me that an entrepreneur tuning into this program can follow the same models as a larger company that perhaps rhymes with Schmapple?
Yes, that is correct. You could do the exact same thing larger businesses doing. They're just looking at the chart more differently. Most small businesses, they're running, you know, kind of like a they're going without a map. Does that make sense? They're just like, hey, we'll go this way, we'll go that way. Let's invest some money here, invest some money there. What we really need to do is take a look at, hey, where is those leads coming from that are converting into customers? If we can't track that, start tracking that. And let's look at all of the places we're spending money. Let's literally, cut. That's what we do. We don't spend less. We just cut them. And then we would invest into the places where we know they are converting into paying customers.
Absolutely. Solomon, it's pretty awesome to see all of the impact that you've had, certainly with your own companies, with the hundreds of companies that you and your team have advised over time. But also, again, you don't keep these secrets to yourself. You share them regularly. And I know it's not typically in entrepreneurship, it's not all rainbows and butterflies. It's not all smooth sailing. You're an entrepreneur yourself. You practice what you preach. Do you mind telling us perhaps that one lesson that you've learned along the way in your business ownership capacity that maybe might serve as a shortcut, as a lesson learned to somebody that might just really be struggling as they listen to this program today?
Absolutely. And I think all entrepreneurs, we start as a solopreneur. Would you agree? There's like you and the business and the vision. It's kind of like you're a rugged individualist. You believe that you could do it all. You don't need anybody's help. And over time, what I realized is that, you know, I started having employees very early. And so I realized that like that was my secret to success, that I wasn't trying to do it all on my own. And I see more and more of that happening today. So I would honestly say, don't try to find how you're going to get there. Find who you're going to hire to get there. This is from a book from Dan Sullivan. It's called Who, Not How. It's a great read for any entrepreneur. But I've been looking for my who's, and that's how I've gotten, like I said, better clients. Some of the things that you mentioned, book deals and podcasts and whatever else. It's not because I do it. It's trying to figure out who is the person that I need to bring on into my team to get to where I'm trying to go. And we as an agency are a lot of people's who's.
Solomon, I've learned so much from you and I can't wait to bring you back onto the program because I have so much more to learn from you. And I want to make sure our listeners know how they can get in touch with you and keep learning. How can they do that?
Yeah, they can literally look for me on LinkedIn, Solomon Timothy, or my website is timothy.com, T-H-I-M-O-T-H-Y.com. Literally all my information is freely available. because I want to help as many entrepreneurs, like you said, make as much impact as possible.
And you are indeed. Solomon, Timothy, thank you so much for joining us on the program. We'll link in the show notes as well. And we do have to squeeze in a quick break here and get down to business. The show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. When we return, you're in for a treat. We've got a lot more small business jobs and entrepreneurship on the program for you today. Be sure to get in touch with our sponsors, Tom Mirabali, independent agent for all things Affordable Care Act and health insurance. You could reach him 630-863-3477, 630-863-3477, or his website, healthplanchicago.com. And of course, get on my website, syklein.com, and go on your favorite podcast app and search for Get Down to Business. Just subscribe, rate, review, and share so you won't miss a single episode. We'll be right back. Don't touch the dial. We're back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. And I'm always thrilled, overjoyed, honored, and excited to be joined by the guru of all things health insurance. That is Tom Mirabali. Tom, welcome back, my friend. Thanks so much for joining us.
Super. How are you?
You know, I'm awesome. I'm great. We're already into Q2 of 2024. I don't know where the time is going.
It was
definitely long overdue to have you back on the program. As our listeners know, we have Tom on the program all the time to talk about everything in the world of health insurance, the Affordable Care Act. I know, Tom, you've got words that you use to describe, but bottom line, the one thing that is constant is folks need coverage for themselves, for their families, and for their business. Ain't that right, Tom?
Sure. That is absolutely correct.
Absolutely. That's why we always love having Tom Mirabali. So, Tom, let's do a station identification for our listeners. Tell everybody a little bit about the plans and the services that you provide nearly 24/7.
Well, it is 24/7, and I'll tell you, it is basically I sell interim health insurance, PPO plans, where you can use any doctor, any hospital, and they are through United Healthcare, which is obviously the largest insurance company going. And these plans get issued overnight. If a client needs the plan, I can get them a 100% plan, PPO plan overnight if they need it. So it's extremely easy to get insurance like right away.
That's exactly what everybody needs to know, because as much as we like to plan and, you know, we put it on the calendar of I'm going to figure out the insurance process, maybe you're a new business owner and so on. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes changes happen in our professional lives, and those professional changes often affect our personal lives as well. And I know, Tom, you are mindful of all of those things. And that's why you said 24/7, that does not mean that Tom's going to answer his phone 24 hours a day, but I can promise you he gets back to everybody that reaches out. So Tom, you have just outlined what you do, but who do you work with? A lot of folks have heard of specific insurance companies. Are there specific providers that you work with exclusively?
Well, I sell Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. And I sell United Healthcare, two of the largest insurance carriers out there in Chicago or the state of Illinois. And my plans basically cover anybody except people with pre-existing conditions like cancer or emphysema, something like that. Those people have to go to the Affordable Care Act, because they take people with pre-existing conditions. My plans have no mandatory maternity coverage like the Affordable Care Act, and it saves you at least $500 to $800 per month before a health insurance plan. And my plans are PPO plans, where you can use any doctor, any hospital, anytime.
Absolutely. So that you beat me to the next question. You mentioned again the PPO, and that's the sort of the value add over here. Again, you could use it anywhere, anytime, which is great, which is super important. But Tom, you're also involved in a couple of other areas that often you're able to help advise and steer clients in the right direction. I know we've had conversations in the past on this program. We're grateful, again, for your continued support of this program, but about Medicare supplements. Do you mind educating our listeners on that topic?
Well, the Medicare supplements are, you can get them no matter what your medical conditions are. And just so that people know, Medicare, the government, will pay up to 80% of your bills, whereas the Medicare supplement will pick up the other 20% of the bills. So the client is out nothing. And the Medicare supplements, I sell that over the Medicare Advantage. And the reason I do that is because you can get any coverage, you know, any doctor, any coverage, anywhere that you wish under my plans. And my plans are all PPO plans. So you don't have to, you're not under a Medicare Advantage where you have to go to certain doctors, certain hospital, blah, blah, blah. You can use any doctor, any hospital.
Absolutely. Okay, great. So now we know, again, you are flexible and you take, again, all sorts of different questions, all sorts of different needs. Everybody under the sun, I know you have been involved in helping folks find the right solution that they need. And again, as you mentioned, you work only with reputable companies and obviously you're seasoned, you have a lot of experience. So you're folks don't need to worry about getting stuck with a large hospital bill from a fly-by-night PPO provider. Is that right?
Correct. That is absolutely correct.
That's huge. That's powerful. So, Tom, you are
very much so.
What's that?
No, it's very much so. Yeah, it's very powerful. Yes, I agree.
It is, absolutely. So, Tom, you are our health insurance guru for all things, again, health insurance. We bring you on the program regularly, and I know you have an office in Lyle, but frankly, you've got clients that reach out to the Tom Mirabali hotline quite regularly from all over the place. So tell us about some of the recent calls that have come in and the people that you've been able to help.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm teaching in Florida now. I'm still in Illinois, but I am teaching at the request of the insurance company, new agents down in Florida. And then I also teach new agents down in North Carolina, but my main focus is Illinois. So even though I'm traveling, I'm just teaching. I'm not selling in those states. The only state I sell in is in Illinois.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about some of the interesting calls that you may have received and the people you've been able to help.
Well, a lot of people ask me, you know, they're like 40 years old, 45 years old, and they say, oh, listen, we want something, but we don't need the mandatory maternity under Obamacare. And I said, well, guess what? My plans do not include maternity. And you're at the age where you and your husband are not paying for maternity coverage, unlike the Affordable Care Act, where you're forced to pay for maternity coverage and you're not going to have any children at that age. And that goes all the way up to age 64. People don't get it. They are paying for maternity coverage under the Affordable Care Act all the way up to age 64. And with my plans, there is no maternity coverage. You want maternity coverage? I'll put the in for the Affordable Care Act. But I basically do not offer maternity coverage under my short-term plans. And people save a boatload of money. If I end up, let's say I have a client who was born in 1975 and his wife is born in 1976, and they have one of my plans with a $2,500 deductible, 100% coverage after the deductible, it's going to cost them $795 per month for the two of them. If they were under the Affordable Care Act, it would cost like $1,500 to $1,800, and they would have like a $9,300 out-of-pocket expense for each of them. So, you know, my plan offers so much, and we can change deductibles. We can change when we change deductibles. This is a $2,500 deductible. I mean, I can go all the way up to $15,000. And even if the $795 was for a $2,500 deductible, for a $15,000 deductible, it would be $372. I mean, The whole point being is that it's extremely affordable under my plans.
Absolutely. Tom, I've learned a lot. We've talked about PPOs. We've talked about, again, the folks that you're able to help. Talked about, of course, who you can help in Illinois and your almost 24/7 hotline, which that seems like a perfect segue to make sure our listeners can get in touch with you and schedule that consultation. I know you talk with listeners to Get Down to Business regularly, and I want to make sure folks can find you. Can you share your phone number and your email address, please?
Yes, my telephone number is 630-863-3477. Again, that's 630-863-3477. If I don't answer the phone, please leave a message and I will call you back. Or you can go to tmiraboli@yahoo.com and I'll spell it for you. It's tmiraboli@yahoo.com. tmiraboli@yahoo.com. Drop me a line. I will answer you right away.
I know you will. Tom Mirabali, thank you so much for joining us on the program, the Health Insurance Guru.
Thank you.
I'll bring you back on real soon. A quick break, some headlines, commercials. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We're at syklein.com. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I am absolutely thrilled and excited to be joined by one of the co-founders of Exit Guide. That's Eric Grafstrom. And Exit Guide helps small business owners prepare and manage the sale of their businesses. Eric, what an important topic. Welcome to the program.
It is so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I always love to get to know the person behind the microphone. Eric, how did you get into this line of work?
That is a great question. I have the dubious honor of walking into a crappy little warehouse in Dallas, Texas in 1995. And I started selling webcasting before webcasting was cool. That was a company founded by a guy named Mark Cuban and Todd Wagner. And that started me on a very interesting journey through entrepreneurship and moving around and tech companies. And this is startup number I probably don't want to admit, but this is my kind of culmination of a lot of experience with different ways of how businesses kind of moved into that kind of next phase of their lifespan and trying to help Main Street business owners.
Well, you made it cool, Eric. You made
it
cool.
I did.
Absolutely. So we know that most small businesses are owned by Gen X and boomers.
Yes.
And there's a discussion that has to happen when it comes to exiting a business. But finding a buyer is often an interesting process. And many of them are too small to afford experts like brokers, M&A advisors, and attorneys. That's where Exit Guide comes in. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So let me kind of a little bit of backstory on how we got here. So, you know, I came across this problem. I had experience with helping venture-backed companies in Silicon Valley exit, but for all host of reasons, that really just didn't fill my cup. And when I started to look at small business in the U.S., I realized a couple of things. One is as you said, most, about 85% are owned by Gen X and boomers. So father time remains undefeated. They're going to have to do something with these businesses over the next 10 to 15 years. But about 90% are really small. So they're worth less than $3 million. They're worth $250,000 to say $2.5 million. So that means kind of two things with the market. One, because there's so many of them, a lot of them that are worth $5 million and more are going to gobble up the resources for the business brokers, M&A advisors, et cetera, et cetera. But then you ask the question, what happens to these $300,000, $500,000, million businesses? This is your local HVAC company, it's your floral shop. It's the people and businesses you interact with on a day-to-day basis. They really don't have really much in the way of support. And so what we're trying to do is take the approach that LegalZoom and TurboTax and others have taken, which is how do you take this opaque, convoluted process and make it available to the really small business owner?
Absolutely. That's huge. Demystifying the process and again, make it available. And I know you've been quoted as saying that over 65% of these business owners say the biggest challenge is knowing where to start and what to do. And that's exactly where you and your team get involved. So Eric, let's talk a little bit about success stories, of which I know there are many. Tell us a little bit about those that you have been able to help.
Yeah, and the biggest shame is about 80% of businesses that go to market never sell. And you know, what happens is about half of those, actually a little more than half, fall apart during due diligence. And so the big myth that I think is out there when people kind of casually read about this is, okay, well, you help them find a buyer. That's actually not the issue. I mean, yeah, it is. But even if you find a buyer and they're not prepared, the deal's going to fall apart when someone takes a closer look. So you're kind of doing them a disservice by getting someone else excited about their business if they're not ready to kind of move through this process. So, you know, we've had businesses, you know, ranging from, you know, a gentleman out of Jacksonville, Florida, who had a lymphatic massage clinic to, you know, a hygiene product company here in Texas to businesses in California, New York, and other places. And these owners are coming in and saying, look, I've started this business. I've run this business. I've put food on the table, put my kids through school. I'm ready to exit. I have no idea what I'm doing. So what we do is we start with what we refer to as a sale readiness score. And so we're asking questions, not about what the business is worth. Well, we can help with that. It's kind of like, how prepared are you for this process? And so we give them a score, kind of like your FICO score, the you know, credit score you get online. And it says, okay, here's where you are. And here's things you need to go do. And so then our goal is to basically take them from, you know, effectively what's like a low credit score, if you will, or a sale readiness score to, you know, a higher credit score, or a higher sale readiness score. And if they're ready to sell to an employee or business partner, great, then it's going to make that transition a little more smooth. But if they're going to take this out into the marketplace, they're actually ready to present this to buyers and move through that process. So our goal is starting way, way before this whole thing of, I got to go find a buyer for my business. It's kind of like, well, let's help you get ready so that actually succeeds when you do find that person.
I love it. Absolutely. Again, I've been chatting with Eric Grastrom. I know we're going to have a lot more to talk about in a future conversation. And really, really important in everything that I heard you say is that you yourself are a longtime entrepreneur, and therefore you are so focused on helping Main Street owners take control of the process and making it accessible to those boomers, to everybody that's out there. Eric, again, I've learned a lot, and I want to make sure our listeners know how they can get in touch with you and your team at Exit Guide. How can they do that?
Well, as the name suggests, you can go to exitguide.com. So that's exit, N-G-U-I-D-E.com. And if you're interested, you want to email me directly, it's Eric with a C at exitguide.com. But go to the site. We have lots of content. We put on monthly webinars. We do a lot of things to help educate owners. So please reach out. If you know someone who could help, please send them to our site. We'd love to be of service.
ExitGuide.com. Eric Grastrom, thanks so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back on sometime real soon. We'll be right back and get down to business.